Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your glory and your praise. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you continue to be with us here this morning and allow us to worship your name, Father God, that we may be able to glorify you and walk faithfully with you, Father. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you move among us, Father God, that your spirit may be felt, Father God, and that your spirit will bring us to all truth and understanding, Father. Again, we thank you, Lord, and we glorify you, Lord, for the things you've done and just for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. How are we doing today? Is that better? Technology at times fails us, but it seems like we have to use it now. It was a beautiful morning this morning. I don't know if you woke up. You know, it's getting a little warmer now, but this morning I stepped outside and man, it was nice and cool. I mean, it was nice. We haven't had that in a while, you know. Times are changing. We're cooling down now. I don't know that it'll ever get cold yet, but at least it's not as hot as it has been, right? How are we today? Right? We joke around a lot, right? Texans, Cowboys, Astros. Well, not the Astros too much. I'm sorry, Lindsay, I didn't see you there. We all have favorite teams and favorite things that we like. But, you know, there are days in life when things just go good. And there are days in life when things just go bad, right? There's a movie coming out called, I wrote it down here somewhere, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. And my daughter wants to watch that movie. It's based on a book. I've never read the book. I didn't know the book existed, but apparently it's a big deal, right? That book is. And you know, I haven't, the movie's not out. I haven't read the book, so I'm not going to give you any spoilers or anything, right? So you don't have to worry about that. If you want to go watch it, you can go watch it. You can read the book. But I did watch a preview of it. And in one moment there, in one of the previews, and I guess it's Alexander who says this. He says, you know, you have to have a bad day every now and then so you can enjoy the really good ones. Right? I promise you I didn't spoil anything because you can watch that on the preview. All right? But, you know, you think about that and it's... Sometimes we take for granted things that... that we have, and we don't realize how helpful they are, how good they are, right? Until something goes wrong. Same thing with the days that we have, right? Some days are just perfect. Like today, I mean, it's a beautiful day today, right? And most of us are going to be inside watching TV, the Cowboys versus the Texans. We're not going to be enjoying the day. I'm not saying not to watch the team, right? Your team. But the point is that sometimes things go wrong, right? In our lives, sometimes things go wrong and we don't realize how much we need those things until they go wrong. Just as a quick, and for us at home, our garage door opener. The gear broke. No big deal, right? Amazon, we found the part we needed. We replaced everything. I mean, perfect. The replacement was perfect. It went on good. I was going to, you know, I was on the ball. Then I go to put the chain on, and it doesn't fit. Something happened to the chain or to the extension on the garage door. I haven't quite figured it out yet. But you don't realize how that little button, how useful it is. You have to get out of your car, open your garage, close the door, get in your car and drive away. And when you come home, go the opposite way. It's like useful, right? The same way in our life is there are things that we take for granted that we don't even realize. There are days that we have that are good that we don't realize that, hey, those are the days that maybe God is preparing us for whenever things go terribly, horribly wrong, right? You ever had one of those days, one of those terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days? You woke up in the morning and you just knew everything was going to be perfect, right? But maybe the minute you stepped out the front door, everything went downhill right away, right? I think we've all had those things, right? I mean, everything was going good with my garage door open. I mean, I was going to be fixed. And then all of a sudden, the chain didn't fit. Now everything went downhill. I almost fell off the ladder. Don't tell my wife that. She's gone right now. I almost fell off the ladder trying to get the chain on, dropped the tools, and everything just started going downhill. Well, in our Christian walk, there's going to be days when we're going to be challenged and we're going to be persecuted and people are going to come after us, right? And it seems like it's going to turn into one of those terrible, horrible, bad days. How do we react when that takes place? What do we do with those type of days in our life? Right, C.S. Lewis, he says this, right? He says, surely what a man does when he is taken off his guard is the best evidence for what sort of man he is. Right? How we react to those things that catch us by surprise really say who we are. Right? They will say who we are. And we'll be looking here in Peter in a little bit. And what he says about those bad days and about being persecuted and about things coming our way as followers of Christ and what we should do when they happen. Right? But first, let us open up our Bibles to Psalm 71, verses 1 through 8. And if we would stand in reverence to the Word of God, Psalm 71. Verses 1 through 8. It says, Lord, I seek refuge in you. Let me never be disgraced. In your justice, rescue and deliver me. Listen closely to me and save me. Be a rock of refuge for me, where I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the power of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and oppressive. For you are my hope, Lord God, my confidence from my youth. I have leaned on you from birth. You took me from my mother's womb. My praise is always about you. I have become an ominous sign to many. But you are my strong refuge. My mouth is full of praise and honor to you all day long. You may be seated. The psalmist is asking God for protection from things that are coming against him. He's looking towards God to rescue and deliver him when things are going terribly bad. Right? He says, you are my rock and my fortress. Right? You are the one that can deliver me. You are the one that can protect me. And he says at the end there in verse 8, my mouth is full of praise and honor to you all day long. What is our mouth full of? Can we say that? Is it full of praise and honor to God, or Is it other things? Especially when things are going bad. The psalmist is looking towards God, that he would establish him, that he would protect him, that he would keep him from the wicked and the unjust, from the oppressors. And even in the middle of all that, he's given praise and glory to God. Let's turn to Peter chapter 4, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. It says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised when a fiery ordeal comes among you to test you as if something unusual were happening to you. Instead, rejoice as you share in the sufferings of the Messiah, so that you may also rejoice with great joy at the revelation of his glory. If you are ridiculed for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. None of you, however, should suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he should not be ashamed, but should glorify God in having that name. For the time has come for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who disobey the gospel of God? And if a righteous person is saved with difficulty, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So those who suffer according to God's will should, while doing what is good, entrust themselves to a faithful Creator." Dear friends, don't be surprised when the fiery ordeal comes among you to test you as if something unusual were happening to you. A fiery ordeal, right? Literally, a fiery ordeal is something that is caught on fire, something that is burning up, right? When you talk about figuratively, we're looking at some kind of trial, some kind of test that is coming away, some refinement that is going to take place. We are going to go through trials and ordeals and things that maybe we can't anticipate. Peter is saying, look, don't be surprised when these things happen. Don't be surprised when they happen. Because they're going to happen, right? He says, don't be caught off guard. Don't be surprised as if it's something unheard of, something unusual, something that you weren't anticipating. Don't let it catch you off guard. Because as children of God, we're going to be tested. So that our faith will be strengthened. As children of God, we're going to go through these different ordeals, these fiery ordeals, as he says. Why? So that we can understand that God is the one that we can rely on. So that our faith can become more real or stronger, and we can understand that, hey, this is where my faith is in. And that is in God. Right? When everything is going perfect, we tend to, or we could possibly forget that, man, I'm here and things are going this way because God is with me. And it seems like we need these tests or these trials to come our way to help us understand that, hey, God is with us. So we don't forget it. Right? He says that when they come again, when these fiery ordeals come, this is how you should react, he says. He says, rejoice as you share in the sufferings of the Messiah. Rejoice in your trials. Rejoice in your suffering. Rejoice in the times you're being persecuted. Rejoice in God. And you're thinking, man, how can I rejoice when things are just going horribly, terribly wrong? Right? Well, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I say it all the time, right? But so that you don't forget. There's a difference between happiness
and being joyful.
To be happy is to have an emotional response to circumstances that we're in. Right? When everything's going good, we can be happy. But man, when that circumstances change, it can make us sad and not so happy. Joy is not based on the circumstances that we're living in. Joy is based on what God has done for us. So when we're on trial, when we're going through difficulties, we can rejoice. We can have the joy that God is going to get us through these things, because these things are only temporary. We might cry, we might be saddened because of what we're going through, but we can be joyful and rejoice because God is at our side. God is at our side. And what we're going through is only temporary, and they will come to an end. What trials have you faced lately? What difficulties have you come across? Bring them to God. Give them to Him. And allow Him. Allow Him to take control over them. Again, these trials that we go through is to strengthen our faith, to kind of refine it, to make it stronger, to make it better, to be completely clear who we trust. Because it's like C.S. Lewis said, right? We just quoted him, that how we respond to these surprises in life tell us who we are. And if we respond by trusting in God more, then we know that our faith is put in Him. But if we respond by rejecting God, then we know that our faith was not truly placed in Him. How do we respond to these fiery trials? How do we rejoice? Why should we rejoice when we suffer? Right? When we start thinking of the Messiah, of Jesus, when He suffered and what He went through, man, we're only going through some minor little things that what He faced. When we think of what He's done for us, right? And the salvation that He has provided us, we can overcome. When we are, like the song said, when we are overwhelmed by the presence of God, what can keep us away from worshiping Him? Doesn't matter what problem we face. We follow Him. He says in verse 14, if you are ridiculed for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. When we start living out our faith, when we start walking with Christ, and people are still going to, maybe they're going to notice, and they're going to start saying, now you go to church? I never knew you went to church. Oh, I just started. Oh, you're turning into a hallelujah, holy roller kind of guy. Right? Don't be ashamed, man. Just worship God. Why? It's just because we're blessed. The Word of God has said, because when we're ridiculed for the name of Christ, when we're ridiculed because we stand up for the Messiah, for the Anointed One, when we're blessed. And this is the way the blessing comes. The Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Right? When we stand for truth, when we stand for God, His Spirit will rest on us. And we'll have a peace. We'll have a peace that you can never imagine. He continues, verses 15 and 16, he says, none of you, however, should suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a meddler. Let me stop there for a minute. Because as believers, he's saying, you might have to suffer for standing for Christ. He says, But you shouldn't suffer because you're a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a meddler. I would venture to say that no one in here is a murderer. I could be wrong, but I think none of us have murdered anyone. I'd even say that there's probably not any thieves or maybe like evildoers, right? I mean, in the big sense of the word, right? But if I were to ask the question, are there any meddlers in here? Well, don't raise your hand. How many of us would just, in your mind, raise your hand. How many of us would be at fault, right? You say, what's a meddler? A meddler is like a busybody. Somebody like is into everybody else's business, everybody else's life, right? Like you know everything about everybody because you're always, you know, into everybody's thing or whatever, right? That's a meddler. And it's interesting that Peter, he kind of lumps all these things together, right? Like, how does that fit in with murderers and thieves and evildoers? Well, the idea is that they all get us in trouble. And we'll suffer because of it. Right? If we kill someone, if we steal, if we're evil, if we meddle in everybody's business, we will eventually suffer because of it. Peter's saying, don't suffer because of those things, because you're doing those things. He says this, suffer. If you're going to suffer, suffer because they call you a Christian. Understand that the term Christian was a derogatory term that was used for the followers of Christ. When they first started calling them Christian, they were using it as a derogatory way. Oh, you're a Christian? Right? It's like today, right? Somebody would say, oh, you're a Bible thumper, or a holy roller, a hallelujah. Right? You've ever heard those terms? I've heard a couple of those. They use them to kind of put you down. Peter's saying, that should be a badge of honor. Right? To be a Christian is a badge of honor. Right? They weren't using hallelujah man and holy roller and Bible thumper back then, but man, if they ever call you that, say, yeah, I am. I am. Right? Because we're standing up for Christ. And we shouldn't be ashamed to glorify the name of God. Hey, judgment is coming. Peter says, judgment is coming. He says, it's going to begin with the household of God. The children of God will stand before and will be judged for the things we've done. If your name is in the book of life, you get entered into the kingdom of God. And those, I mean, if we're going to be judged, and he says there, right, in verse 17, he says, for the time has come for judgment to begin with God's household. Who are God's household? The children of God. Those who have trusted have been saved by the blood of the Lamb. If we're going to be judged, he says, how much more worse is it going to be for those who have rejected God? How much harder are they going to have it? He says, for the time has come for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who have disobeyed the gospel of God? Right? How much worse is it going to be for those who have rejected God? So as we stand up for Christ, as we walk for Him, and as we worship God, and as we follow Him, and as we're led by the Spirit of God, and we're persecuted, and they talk about us, and they say things against us, stand up even more. And let them call us what they want to call us. He's saying, don't be ashamed of being a child of God. Don't be ashamed of being a child of God. When persecution comes, when difficulties arrive, trust God more. Right? Verse 19, he says, so those who suffer according to God's will should, while doing what is good, entrust themselves to a faithful Creator. As we suffer for the things, for standing up for Christ, trust God, rely on Him in every aspect of our life, in everything that we do. Trust God. When we're doing good and we're suffering for doing good, we trust God. And don't let anyone persuade you from worshiping Him and standing for Him. Remember the psalm we started with in 71? Verses 1 through 8, the psalmist, he was having a bad day, but he went to God. And he cried out to God to be his refuge and his rock. Why don't we do the same? If you will, let's put that psalm up here, Alexis. Psalm 71, verses 1 through 8. And let's just read that psalm together. And just know that we're calling to God and allowing Him to take complete control of everything we face. Is it up? Can you guys see that? Is that big enough? Will we stand up and read together? Right. Y'all ready? And I'm not going to be on a mic, so we can just hear each other, right? Let's read. Ready? Lord, I seek refuge in You. Let me never be disgraced in Your justice. Rescue and deliver me. Listen closely to me and save me. Be a rock of refuge for me, where I can always go. Give the command to save me, for You are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the power of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and oppressive. For You are my hope, Lord God, my confidence from my youth. I have leaned on You from birth. You took me from my mother's womb. My praise is always about You. I have become an ominous sign to many. But You are my strong refuge. My mouth is full of praise and honor to You all day long. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Listen, if you're going through some struggle, if you're facing difficulty, not only because of what you believe, but because of where you're at in life, why don't you come and give it up to God? Allow Him complete control. Whatever it might be, just give it up to Him. The altar's open, and I invite you to come. If you've never trusted God, if you've never given your life to Him, I invite you to surrender to Him. If the Spirit of God has been speaking to you, has been working on your heart, and you want to surrender to Him today, simply raise your hand and we'll pray with you. And we'll pray with you. If you've never been baptized, and you're thinking about being baptized, or you want to know more what baptism is, we'll sit down and talk. Just simply raise your hand and we'll do that. Listen, if you're facing difficulties, maybe a challenge, that one of these surprises that have come across your life, and you don't know how to handle it, and you want me to pray for you, simply raise your hand and I'll pray for you. Whatever it might be, God bless you. Anyone else? Know that the altar's open. And as I pray, if you want to come and pray and give it up to God, you are more than welcome to do so. Let us pray. Father, we come before you and we give you glory, honor, and praise, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings and the mercies that you've given us, for the love that you've shown us, Father God, and for the opportunity to be able to come before your house and worship your name, Lord, and just fellowship with one another. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we ask that you give us strength that we may be able to withstand the fiery ordeals that come our way, Father God, that we may be able to stand firm and proud of being your servants whenever persecution comes, when ridicule comes. Father God, you be our stronghold. You be our fortress. You be our protector, Father God. And allow us to always be able to praise you in whatever comes our way. Father, we thank you for loving us and caring for us. We thank you for all that you've done. Father God, be with those who have come before your altar. Lord, I ask that you just bless them, Father God. You know what it is that they're bringing before you. Fill them with your grace, with your spirit, and allow them, Lord, to know your glory. Father, be with those who raise their hands, Father God. Lord, you know what they're asking for. And we ask that you bless them and you keep them in your hands. Father, be with those who are in your house this morning, who you've been speaking to, who your spirit has been moving in to surrender to you. And Lord, I ask that you continue to be with them and you bring them, Lord. You bring them to you and allow them to surrender their lives to you. Father, again, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for the love that you've given us, the love that you demonstrated through your Son giving his life on the cross. Father, we thank you for your Spirit who leads us to all truth and allows us to see your hand in our lives. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be together this morning and worshiping your name. Lord, be with us as we leave your house, but allow us to always be in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. May God bless you all, and yes, there's just some quick notes. Next week, we're going to be all together next door, right? We're going to have one service, a combined service. Our pastor will be out of town. We'll be preaching next door, so we'll be together. We start at 11. When we're together like that, we start at 11, so the service, Sunday school starts same time, but the preaching starts at 11. Right, the men, there's a meeting next door for the men and for the women as well. Different plans that they're having, so we invite you to come to the meetings. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our team, and they're going to dismiss us in song. May God bless you all.